All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the interesting info podcast, not the kink podcast. It used to be called that, but it's been changed to a more appropriate name because that's what this podcast is all about, just interesting information. That's what you'll get. Might not necessarily be true, but a lot of it will be, or a lot of it I think is true. And this is completely unprofessional and really casual and just like a little hobby of mine. To record one of these a week, and it might go for half an hour or an hour depending on what I get into. Recently they've been a half an hour. Well, during the podcast you might hear this noise, and that's just me sipping tea, so don't worry. I don't know if I introduced myself before, but I'm Andy Nolch. I'm host of the Kink TV show. So that's me, and don't expect much from this podcast. I had something interesting to say before, and what it is it relates to the meaning of life. So this is pretty interesting. I sort of became aware of this over the past week. And it's something that you don't just sort of suddenly become aware of it. It's sort of you gradually become more and more switched onto it. Then eventually it finally is like, well, you really get this idea. So it's like just within this week, it's sort of you suddenly get it. But there has been a lot of things leading up to it. So this podcast is going to be titled The Meaning of Life. And it's pretty interesting. So some people are interested in the meaning of life, or like, why am I here, and blah, 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 and that's pretty interesting. I do wonder that as well, especially since I've seen a lot of evidence that says that reincarnation does exist, and that we aren't like a body or anything, because if we were a body, then you'd say, for whatever reason, fluke reason, the Big Bang happened, and then life evolved into more and more organisms, and then there you are, and that would explain how you're here. And then you'd just be waiting for scientists to explain how the actual initial Big Bang happened or whatever, and that would be the answer, and you pretty much have an answer for how you're here. But when reincarnation comes into the equation, and that you are a you aren't a body, you're like this spirit thing, and when you see the evidence of ghosts that exist, you're like, well, what the hell's a ghost then? You're like, well, that's like a person that doesn't have a body anymore. And it's just like, suddenly that changes everything, because you go, oh, well, so a previous lifetime you were in a body, and then previous life and that another body. And it's like, how far back do you want to go? Because you aren't a body, you're just in a body. So you could keep on going back before there was bodies on Earth and before the Big Bang. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, whoa, suddenly it's a big game changer, because it's like, if you want to find out the truth of the universe, it's like, well, the Big Bang is something that happened and life evolved, but, you know, you just came in and suddenly started living in bodies. So what the hell's your story? You know what I mean? That's a big thing, isn't it? It's like, whoa, you know, we thought we had it worked out with the Big Bang, but suddenly the fact that, because it is a fact, like literally it's a fact, that we aren't a body and we are a spiritual being. There's so much evidence to suggest that reincarnation exists, and there's lots of holes in the theory of evolution. Lots of things that just don't quite make sense, right? And I've got one reason, one hole in the theory of evolution, but there's many. But one example, let's say, in the theory of evolution is some women are allergic to semen. So that's totally shouldn't happen if the theory of evolution is true. You know, like people evolve and a new character trait comes along, and then the bad ones get weeded out, and you keep on going on, this organism evolves into man, and it's this perfect thing. But the fact that man's got all these problems, it doesn't make sense. It's like, well, why would she be allergic to semen? Because that doesn't help survival, and that just doesn't make any sense. And also, the speed in which man became intelligent was bizarre as well. It was like man's like this caveman, and suddenly, like, boom, you have these geniuses that exist. And also, geniuses that have existed on the Earth don't look really any different to people who aren't geniuses, and they don't really have that much different bodies to the people who are normal. And like, there's lots of holes in the theory of evolution. Another one would be that some women like it in the ass. Now, the theory of evolution should be that women only want it in the pussy, so they get pregnant and that's it. Why would some women like it in the ass? Like, this is a seriously good question. It doesn't. The theory of evolution says that they should not only like it in the pussy. You know what I mean? It's just there's holes in the theory of evolution, and scientists who look into it know that there's big holes. And Richard Dawkins would say, you know, we haven't worked out all the answers, but I'm sure with some of them they can be explained, but there seems to be too many holes in the theory of evolution. And then when, like, you look at evidences of, like, kids being born and them talking about memories of a previous lifetime and splurting them all out, all this really interesting information that little kid, that five-year-old kid, should not know, and then you research it and this person did exist in the past, and the kid was right about all these things, yet the kid was just in his living room watching The Wiggles. And it's like, how the hell did the kid notice all the information? The little kid goes, it's because it's me. That's me. And everyone's like, some ridiculous scientist, like, this can't be possible. The kid's just making up. And it's just like, the kid's just like, it's me. It's because reincarnation exists. And there's all these men pretending to be women in Asia, like in Bangkok and that, all these ladyboys walking around that go and say, they actually say, they go, I am a girl that was born in a boy's body. And that's why they go around, they try and make themselves into a woman and get fake breasts, like Caitlyn Jenner and all this sort of stuff. They say, I am a girl that was born into a boy's... There's so much evidence for reincarnation, okay? There's just so much. And the fact that you can see ghosts, people have recordings of ghosts full-on exist. The fact that some people who are really powerful spiritually can just turn a light bulb on with their mind. There's a lot more going on in the world, and that's what this Interesting Info podcast is mainly all about, just talking about all these interesting things that just doesn't really get talked about, and people just ignore a lot of the time this sort of stuff because everyone's just got a job to do and that sort of stuff. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on in this world, you know? Like, 6 years ago, before I found out all this information, I thought things were pretty simple. It's just the Big Bang. We're just on this world. It's pretty damn boring. There's a lot of problems in this world, and that maybe some alien might visit us from faraway planet, and that's what people are talking about when they get abducted by UFOs. And a lot of them are probably just making it up. But there was a few little things that made me go... There was a few little things that were not quite right, like people predicting the future, and being really like, what the hell? Like, people full-on predicting the future. And it's like, how could you predict the future? Like, there's a few things that were just not quite right. And then that got me wanting to investigate more. And if I probably hadn't come across those few things that were not quite right, that were like, hold on, this world isn't as simple. That made me think, hold on, this world isn't as simple as what it seems. If I hadn't come across by chance just literally two or three things that were like, hold on, these two or three things I'm almost certain occurred. So that throws out the reality of physics and the Big Bang and all these things. It just throws it out the window because these, like, that, what the hell is with that? That doesn't make sense because, you know, science is science, man. You know, like, if a kettle boils at 100 degrees, then it boils at 100 degrees every time. Not one time it doesn't boil 100 degrees and you're like, what the hell? Why isn't this kettle boiling at 100 degrees? You know what I mean? So there was two or three things that were like, what the hell? This kettle's not boiling at 100 degrees. What the F is going on? This is bizarre. There must be something more going on here. Anyway, so it sparked my interest and I looked into it, and more and more and more and more and more things that were just not quite right and just were unexplainable per the normal boring idea of how this world is. And then I came across a radio station called Coast to Coast AM, which I recommend everyone to listen to. It's so, so interesting. And it's good now, but it was really good back in the 90s when I had Art Bell doing it. And he would interview people that would tell stories about being abducted by aliens and just the most interesting stories, the most interesting information, like things like this, okay? Do you know how some people have split personalities and they're crazy, right? Well, some people, when they switch from one personality to the other personality, their eyes actually change color. Now, that is fucking epic. Like, imagine you come across a crazy person in a psych ward and they got blue eyes and they're acting crazy, and then they switch into this different personality that likes butterflies and their eyes actually go brown. And you'd be like, what the hell? You have to see these things with your own eyes. They're amazing. This person's eyes actually change colors. That doesn't make freaking sense. You know, people are supposed to have DNA that says you have certain eyes a certain way, and that's how it is. And that's a jaw-dropping piece of information right there. And you listen to Art Bell doing these interviews with these scientists, these really out there interesting scientists that are actually putting attention on these really interesting things. And Art Bell's going, what the hell, are you serious? Do people just eyes just change color? And the guy's going, yes, yes, this is true. You know, like, he's not making it up. Very, very interesting. So that, if you want to check out that's just an amazing radio show. But anyway, so I just saw more and more. And then when I came across Art Bell, I actually only came across with him within the past 3 years. But the first 3 years of me learning a lot of these things, it was like, oh, I'm learning some really interesting, unusual things that contradict how everything's going, and more bits of information that were like, these not making sense, more and more and more. And then when I hit Art Bell, it was just, because it's a show that just deals in specifically that, it was just an explosion of so many things that were just like, what the hell? Like Catholic priests actually training to be exorcists to get demons out of people, because people get possessed by demons. This is not made up. This is not bullshit, because you think it's just made up in Hollywood stuff in the movie, but it's just like, no, there are Catholic priests that are legitimately exorcists, and they legitimately have to go to a ritual to get these demons out of people. And when people are possessed by the demons, they sometimes scream and like glass actually breaks in the room, and it's just like, this is wild stuff, you know? It's just like, yes, it only happens 0.5% of the time. This sort of stuff doesn't happen a lot. A lot of the time, none of this happens, but it does happen. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's as if people said, just because it's not common, it doesn't exist. Where it's just like, no, this shit exists and it's real. Just because it's not common doesn't mean it's not real. So coming across Art Bell was so interesting, because it was just a whoa. When it comes to information, it was so cool. It really made you believe, no, anything's possible, and there's a lot going on in this world. So I was talking about the meaning of life at the start, and I went on to something else. But what I'm saying is, because I went on to talk about reincarnation, what I'm saying is that, well, somehow I got onto this other topic, right? But I've studied all these things, okay, and what I'm saying is I haven't really found a specific meaning of life. That's the discovery, okay? That's just it doesn't seem to be a meaning to life, okay? And I might have said there's a meaning to life in other podcasts, but I'll explain why I said there was a meaning to life, okay? Okay, basically, because it seems like we don't know what created us, okay, the Big Bang, or it doesn't seem to be the Big Bang. It seems to be something before that, because like I was saying, we are some sort of spirit that you can't touch. You know what I mean? You can't touch a ghost. You put your hands through a ghost, you know, but you can touch this body. This body dies, but you don't. Anyway, and there's some people I've spoken to who just can leave their body and stuff. It's really cool. There's books on it. There's stuff on from the Coast to Coast AM Art Bell stuff where people just leave their body. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, they just do it. You know what I mean? Like, how cool is that? They're like Buddhists, apparently, that go into like a cave for 3 months and just meditate and just go off and leave their body for like 3 months. Just disappear. Like, that is just so cool. Anyway. Okay, so. So imagine you go on a summer camp, okay? Everyone's dumped there. you just dropped off by your parents, you dropped off by the leaders of the camp, right? And imagine that they all just left and you're just there, there was food, there was cabins, it was in the forest somewhere, and you were just there, right? This is what I think it's like with life. We don't know what created us, but something just put us there, right? And you go around this camp, and you go, what's this camp for, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're here, like, you know, okay, a holiday camp, but, like, there's no leaders, what are we supposed to do, blah, 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 blah. And you go, well, what are we, like, and all these people are going, what's the meaning to life, what's the meaning to this camp, what are we doing here, you know, what are we supposed to do? And everyone's, like, looking at things and touching things. Eventually, you come to the conclusion, there doesn't seem to be a meaning, we're just here, okay? And so that's what I'm saying life is, there's no meaning to it, we're just here. We're just stranded in a summer camp, we're just there, okay? We're just stranded here on Earth, we're just here, you know, there's no meaning, you know? Or there might be, but we can't find it. I've looked everywhere, there doesn't seem to be a specific meaning. So then what do? Well, you just have fun, you're in summer camp. That's it. You can make whatever meaning out of your life. You can decide to go horseback riding on the summer camp, or doing archery, or painting, or building a building. You can do whatever you want. We've got free will. People can decide to do whatever they want to do. I can lift my finger up right now. You can lift your finger up. You can drop it. You can go paint something. You can just do whatever you want. So we've got free will, we've just been put here, so you can just do whatever you want. Just make life whatever you want it to be. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, you can sit in that summer camp and you can make up some meaning, you're here to be good, or you can just do whatever you want. You're free to come, you can say the meaning of your life is just to play sport or just do archery or just whatever. You can just do whatever you want while you're here. You know, your meaning to life is whatever you want it to be. You can say there's absolutely no meaning to life whatsoever, and there isn't really, but your own individual life can have meaning. It can be whatever you want. Like, you can make babies while you're here, and that can be your meaning to your life, to look after babies. It's life is whatever you make it. It's whatever you create it to be. I don't think it's right to say everyone's life has meaning or everyone's life has no meaning, because people decide whatever it is for them, and whatever they decide becomes true. You might go, what the hell, what do you mean? Well, this kid's on the camp and he sees logs and he goes, well, I want to build a house. And the meaning to his life is that he's on this summer camp, he's on this earth, and he wants to build a house. That's his meaning. His life is directed around that. And someone else is on the camp, and they read a book written by someone else who's on the camp, and they go, oh, the meaning of my life is to be a follower of Jesus, and I want to follow him. And then they follow him, and that's the meaning to their life. It's just whatever you make it. When someone just sits there and says, there's no meaning to life or anything, I'm not going to do anything, my life is just nothing. Well, cool, decide, that's what you want to do, you want to do nothing. I don't know, I just recommend to everyone, and this is why I've said in previous podcasts, what's the meaning to life? And I've said, it's do what you want to do. That's the meaning to your life. There's no meaning. Show me the damn evidence for there being meaning in life, right? There's none. You can't find it. That's why everyone's like, that's why it's such a question. People are like, why are we here? What are we supposed to do? We don't know, okay? Maybe one day we'll find out, you know, where we came from a long, long time ago and how we got here and everything. But in the meanwhile, just do whatever you want. It's just exactly the same as a summer camp example. I would, in the first 2 days of summer camp, be like, well, why the hell everyone just leave, and are there activities and instructions of what we're supposed to do in the camp? And the first 2 days, yeah, I would walk around. But then eventually I'll just go, hey, let's just go canoeing and let's just go around and do stuff, you know, do whatever you want to do, you know? It's just a better way to live your life. And I've also said another meaning to life is to always improve, right? And I've said that out of necessity, because I've said this world is, you're sharing it with fucked up people, some bad people. I'm saying, if you don't keep on improving yourself, they're going to bring you down. And you don't want that to happen. You have to be the best you can be. You have to be as smart as you have to know everything. Otherwise, they'll rip you down. Okay, so it's like not only on the summer camp, but you're also sharing it with dangerous people. Okay? And so you've got to be switched on and smart and be aware of them, because these people are bad that you're sharing this camp with. So you got to keep yourself improving. And there's another simple reason why you just want to keep yourself improving, because it makes things easier and funner, basically, because you're healthier and you're in better condition, you can do things better. So if you choose to build a house or go canoeing, you can do all those things better. It's a very good meaning of your life to adopt, that it's to improve myself and be the best I can be. That's a great thing, okay? And it's also just to have fun. That's great as well, because you get the enjoyment of having fun and just doing what you want to do. So there's a few meanings here. There's always try and improve yourself, always try and do what you want to do, always try and have fun. That's it. Pretty simple. It's pretty cool. But overall, we haven't discovered what the meaning of life is. That's the answer. We haven't discovered it. And one day when people actually discover it, you'll see it, you'll know it, that it's the meaning of life. And you won't all be going, ooh, what's the meaning of life? And listening to philosophers say the meaning of life and just confusing everyone. I'm not going to confuse everyone. I'm going to say it right now. We don't know what the meaning of life is. There you go. There it is. But you can do whatever you want. You're granted by whatever created us or whatever. You can just do whatever you want. And you can also not do whatever you want. You can also choose to be a slave. You can also choose to just work for someone else and be controlled while you're on this summer camp. You can also choose to not, you can also choose to go to a doctor or some hypnotist and get brainwashed and make your mind into a condition where you don't have free will, where you can't think for yourself and decide for yourself. You can basically make yourself into a robot. That's how much free will you've got. You can decide to do whatever you want. So you can decide to be actually free and actually act free, or you can decide, you know what, I don't want to be free. I want to be like a robot, and I don't want to have free will. Well, great, go. And there's some people out there, right, some scientists, right, they're usually quite negative scientists, who will say we don't have free will and we're like robots and all that sort of stuff, and it's just like, yeah, you are, not everyone. You know what I mean? Not everyone, no, just you. And some other people as well. But you guys have decided to brainwash, and you let people in this lifetime and previous lifetime, and you've done it as a habit, get into a way of acting like a robot. And then that's why you don't think there's free will. And it's true. There isn't free will for you. I agree. You know? There's not much of it anyway. Gets onto a deeper thing, right? Because while you're here, your actions create reality. So create what happens in the future, makes what happens in the future. And also, your thoughts create what happens in the future. That's a pure fact. Again, so the same thing. If you do actions that make you into a robot, you'll be a robot, and then you try and go around telling everyone's a robot. No, that's where you got to... People, things aren't so absolute. Things aren't like black and white, like this is how it is and that is how it is, you know? It's like... Anyway, this is just all up the ass philosophy stuff here. The reason why we go over this sort of crap is because it makes you smarter so you can do things better. Now, what's going on is, I said, your thoughts can create reality. And that's a scientific proven fact. Your damn thoughts right now can make what happens in the future. So when you're on this summer camp, be wary of that as well. Okay? So you can think like a robot. You can think you're a robot. And you can keep on thinking that, and then you'll start really being a robot. And do you know how you get out of that condition? You're going to have to get some help, because if you keep on thinking you're a robot, you actually become a robot. You're going to have to get guided from someone else, or just somehow by luck snap out of that condition of being a robot. So you've got it tough. And those scientists I'm talking about that will say that everyone's stimulus response and are robots, they're going to take a long time to get out of this trap, because this is how serious this thing is. What you think, what you do creates the future. It really does. So good luck with that. You know? So you can think, I'm good looking, and you can literally become good looking from that. A lot of thinking would have to be invested into becoming good looking. Like, Jesus did this thing called praying to God or whatever, like praying to the universe, praying to this force that we don't understand. And then he could make it come reality and could walk on water and stuff, you know? So it's just like, that's what he was doing when he was praying, you know? He was thinking, you know, and he was putting his attention on these things and making them happen. It's really interesting. So while you're on this camp, while we're on this earth, your thoughts also create reality. Don't ever forget that, because it's like the biggest secret to this universe ever. So you create everything that occurs. And you might go, well, what about when bad stuff happens? Did I create that? Well, you share this life with other people. You share this world with other people. So that's the problem with that, in that you have to put up with the shit that they create as well. So if you've got a problem with some person, I know what you mean, because it's just like you're sharing it with other people. Ideally, you would all be alone, and then therefore you can just think whatever you want, and then you can create whatever you want, and then you won't have these problems, other people's creations getting in your way. But the thing is, because we share this earth with other people, then damn well, that's why I'm saying you got to improve yourself, and you got to be work out how to get along with other people. And it's just like, because it just enters problems in the situation. You know what I mean? But when there's no one around, you can walk around that summer camp. Let's say it's an oval, just an empty piece of land. You can walk around that camp and not bump into anything, not hurt yourself. You can just ride around. You can shoot around it on a motorbike. You can ride around on a horse, not going to bump into anything. But add people into that summer camp, and suddenly you're going to get into head-on collisions with people. You're going to bump into people because there's problems. Add even more people, and you'd almost get to the point where you can't get anywhere because there's all these people in the way, you know? This is why you got to improve yourself, because you're stuck sharing it with other people. And you can go and move onto an island, and that's cool, and go do that, and you avoid everyone. But, you know, World War III could break out, and somehow you could get involved in that because some bomb goes off or something. So it's a real pain in the ass sharing it with other people. One of the things people will realize as they improve and they become more aware of their own life and what's going on is they really realize how retarded the average person is and how much the average person creates problems and stuffs up their life and gets in the way of them doing their business. And that's why they might have had problems with happiness and all these sort of things, because it's just like you're sharing this planet with other people. And like I said, there's some bad people and there's also just some dumb people, and they just get annoying and they get in the way and they cause you problems. You've got to be smart. You've got to work your way around them, you know, or you move out to an island and just completely avoid them. You just got to do something about it. You got to make your life whatever you want it to be. You know, life is whatever you create, you know. Don't just let people walk around all over you. You don't have to argue with them or punch other people. You just have to say, I'm in control of my own life and I'm going to do whatever I want to do. So on this summer camp, your thoughts create the future. You know, they create what happens in the future and that. So just start thinking positive. You create everything, okay? And so we're leading on to this epiphany that I had that I was talking about at the start of the podcast. And it's that, yeah, you create everything. So I was thinking about girls, right? Because this is where the problem comes in. In all areas of your life, you just create how you want it to be, and then that's how it is. But suddenly, when it comes to love, it's a whole new ball game, because suddenly people suddenly go, no, I want them to like me for who I am. And I want to leave it up to them. I want them to like me. Do you know what I mean? It suddenly changes things. And I used to think this as well with girls, you know. This is where it changes everything. Because it was like, before that, it was like, if I could magically brainwash everyone into hiring me for jobs, into liking me, into just giving me money and that, I would. But suddenly when it was with women, it was like, hold on, I don't want to brainwash them to like me. I want them to actually genuinely like me for who I am. And it's like, hold on, I don't know if that's the right attitude to have. I thought about it and I was like, if someone granted me three wishes and said, you know, one of them I would think about using to make a really hot girl like me. And then I thought like, oh, I don't know if I want that girl to like me because some magical fairy wished that to happen. That's not real love. It's fake love. And I don't know if I want that. And I thought it's an interesting thing to think about, you know. But then when it comes to a job, it's like magical fairy could just make that boss choose you for the job, and then I would say yes, choose me for the job. But suddenly, when it comes to love, suddenly everyone wants to be. It's called effect, not because in their life, not you make it happen. Suddenly, you just effect of whatever someone else chooses. You know what I mean? And it's like for me, it was like everything in my life was cause. It was like I'll cause this. I don't care if this fairy is brainwashed, this boss, I damn well want that job. I want that job. Sorry, that's just how it is. You know, I don't want to harm other people. I don't want to be evil or anything. But like, what am I going to do? Just try and do my best at the interview? If I do my best at the interview and try and really impress this boss to get the good job, that's not that different to a fairy just wishing the wish. It's just that all I did was rock up on time, wore my hair good, really made myself out to look professional, and then he picked me, right? So I changed the boss's mind by my actions. Well, I can also change the boss's mind by getting this fairy to just change it. You see what I mean? Like, it's the same sort of thing. It's just it's more extreme when you get a fairy to just wish that the boss will pick you for the job. It's just a really extreme, and people think you're cheating, but it's just like, If you're lucky enough to get granted that wish, then take advantage of it, you know. But with women, it was suddenly like, oh, I don't know if I should do this, you know. And this is all just, you know, hypothetical. I'm just thinking if a fairy granted me wishes. But it's just like, hold on, I don't know if I want the girl to like me for who I am. But then I thought, hold on, I'll try and get a good job. I'll wear nice clothes and get haircuts and stuff to look good. That's a form of brainwashing someone else. It is. It's trying to change her mind. It's trying to make her go, oh, this guy's good. I'm gonna like him. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, instead of doing that, why don't you just get the fairy to do it? You know? It's the same thing. It's just an extreme version of it. You know? And it's just like, I'm already trying to create the future. I'm already trying to make the future the way I want it. And it's just like, if a fairy granted these wishes, just take advantage of that, you know? I don't know. It's just an interesting idea to think with. The fairy example. It might sound a bit confusing, but I think it's just interesting, really. It's really interesting. So then I looked at it and I was like, yeah, you know, I am doing all these things to try and brainwash other people and get the way I want it to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm rocking up on time, you know, wearing good clothes, I'm blah, 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 I'm doing a good job of this. It's like, I'm trying to do all these things to create the future I want it to be. So it's just like, what's wrong with just if a fairy grants me wishes, then what's wrong with me taking advantage of that? Because I thought it would be cheating, you know what I mean? And it would be like, wouldn't be genuine love from the girl, but it's just like, hey, you styled your hair good, you got a good job, and then she liked you. Is that genuine love? You know what I mean? She should have just liked you for just sitting in a hole and doing nothing. You know what I mean? If it's genuine love. I looked at it right, and I looked at it like how the contradiction in my life and in everyone else's life, right? How everyone's cause and everyone's trying to create everything, trying to do everything, but then suddenly when it comes to this area, it's suddenly like, oh no, I'm not being caused in this area. I'm just leaving it up to the universe. But then it's just like, hey, dude, man, you're wearing aftershave trying to impress that chick. You're trying to be caused over that. Don't say you're just leaving it up to the universe, you know? something's, it's just an interesting thing to think about. So why I'm talking about the fairy thing is because I'm saying how your thoughts create reality. So it's almost like the same as a fairy granting you wishes. It's just that the fairy, it's more stronger. So the fairy goes, wish, you say wish, and then it happens. Bam. But with this thoughts thing, until you get really good at it, it's not that easy and straightforward. You have to think about it more and you have to put more effort in and just more time. But eventually it's the same thing that happens. So I thought, would it be wrong for me to just think that this girl likes me and make it, and then she likes me, and then I get her, and then in the back of my head I go, oh, this is only happening because I did the mind thing and managed to change her mind because my thoughts create reality. And it's like made me think like, oh, this is just cheating because I used a fairy to grant me wishes. It's like, is this the right thing? And it's just like, what is, almost like we're getting into what is right or wrong, but it's just like, I just think whatever's right or wrong, if something harms people, then you obviously don't want to do it, you know, and if something causes you problems in the future, you don't want to do it. But if fairy grants you wish to get an awesome job and to get an awesome chick, then how's that going to cause you problems in the future? You know, you're not harming anyone to get that. The fairy's not killing anyone to give you those wishes. She's just giving you them. So if you use your thoughts to create a cool future for yourself, that's not harming anyone. So what's right and what's wrong? Wrong is like killing people and harming some people and stealing from people and causing problems for other people. And because I just think it's mean, but also it's going to create problems for you because those people are going to come and get you. Either the police are going to come and get you or those people are going to attack you because they're pissed off at what you've done. So that's why you don't want to do them. You know? It's just common sense. So when it comes to this, using this mental trick to pick up chicks and to get the job you want and to get whatever you want, there's nothing wrong with you using it. It's cool. You can use it. There's nothing, like I said, we're just dropping this camp. There's canoes in the camp. There's a grass field. There's no rules. It's just whatever you want it to be. You know what I mean? But I'd recommend you not to go killing people, not to steal from people, because it's going to cause you problems. You know what I mean? And I'd recommend trying to improve yourself while you're there. And I'd recommend trying to have a fun time while you're there. And I'd recommend you finding out these rules of what you think of becomes reality because it's beneficial to you. And there's nothing wrong with you using your mind to change other people's minds. Because it's just, like I said, you're not harming anyone. So this is a big epiphany that I had, that life, I'd already thought about this, but I really saw it in every way, in all facets of life and everything. It's what you make it, and it's whatever you want it to be. And you just got to go out there and start making it whatever you want it to be. And I saw this thing as well where people were talking about how if you walk down the street, there's so much bits of information coming into you. Obviously, if your eyes aren't closed and ears aren't closed, but you've got your eyes open, your ears open, you walk down the street, there's so much bits of information. There's a tap that's half done. There's a cat that walks past. There's a person with a square hat on it. It's just like, it's apparently, if you look at it, it's like 5 billion bits of information that you get hit with just from walking down a little street. Like literally, there's potentially 5 billion. But you don't see the 5 billion because you just walk down the street and it's just like, you don't put your attention on all the 5 billion. It's like a TV station. You just tune into one of them. You know what I mean? So you just tune into, oh, the weather, it's a bit rainy today. And you just tune into the cat and you go, oh, that's that type of cat. And you pass all this other information by. So some people who are negative are stuck in this situation of seeing always the negative. But walking down that street, there's a billion different bits of information in that street. You could come up with the most positive ideas from walking down that street, or the most negative ever ideas, or the most half positive and half negative. You come up with whatever you want. So why on this camp, you can have whatever experience you want. You can draw whatever conclusions you want. It's whatever you choose. But if you start choosing negative things while you're walking down the street, then you're going to get in the habit of choosing negative things, and then you're always going to see the bit of rubbish on the floor. You're always going to see the cat's tails been damaged, and all the people are mean because they damaged the cat's tails. And you're always going to see the cracked building and go, oh, the poor people live in that building, life shit because everyone's poor. Because you get in this habit of always, there's too much information, there's too much going on, you can't see all of it at once. So you just get in the habit of seeing the same things all the time. You're going to walk past and see, if you're a racist, you're going to walk past, see someone of a different race, you go, oh, that person's a blah, 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 blah. Because you don't like that race. But it's just like, if you actually walk down that street and actually look and see, it's everything. So when people say that racism doesn't exist, for example, when other races aren't better than other races, you're actually wrong. Everything exists. There's races that are way better. There's races that are way worse. All opportunity exists as you're walking down this street. It's wrong to say that. It's wrong to say that this is exactly how it is. Nothing's black and white. It's all shades of grey. So you're walking down this street and you can just see whatever you want to see. And you should put your attention on good things and stuff and make them happen more and just focus on all the good stuff. You know, or just don't, why bother focusing on the negative? I'm not saying the negative doesn't exist because some people go, life isn't shit. And I go, no, life is shit. It can be totally shit. It can be the worst thing ever. It can also be the greatest thing ever. It's everything. You're put there in this camp. There's all opportunity within this camp, the summer camp you're on. Total opportunity. Anything can be whatever you want it to be. Some people get trapped into thinking negative and have a bad, they bump into someone in the camp and they have a bad experience and they get trapped in thinking of that and they make themselves into a little bit of a robot by their thinking and by going to a doctor or something like that. Because, I mean, this is getting to out there stuff, but there's evidence to suggest that previous lifetimes, you could have been to a doctor and they could have done things to you that make you think robotically. You know what I mean? Like, try and change you as a person. Anyway, if you think that's unbelievable, just look at the iPhone. That's unbelievable. 200 years ago, you show them the iPhone, they go, what the hell is this? A machine that answers everything? If you believe in the iPhone, you believe that there's a lot possible. Anyway, so it's really interesting because I was looking at things and people were saying that I was actually a religion. They were saying this religion's good and other ones were saying they're bad. And I looked and I go, it's both. It's good and bad. You know what I mean? It is good and bad. It does some bad, totally. And it does some good, totally. You know what I mean? Does it do more good than bad? I reckon it does more good than bad. Yes. So therefore I'd say it's good. But when someone says it's bad, they're not wrong. This is why I can listen to people talking really, I can listen to people really well. Because when people come to me with things, they can come to me with wackiest things, and I agree with them. And I go, yeah, that's true. Because it is true. There's all possibility in this world. So they'll come to me and they'll go, oh, the Japanese are terrible and blah, 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 blah. And they'll pick out points to say the Japanese are bad. And I'll go, and I'll say, yeah, you're right about those points. Where someone else would go, no, that's not right. Japanese are good. And it's just like, hold on, dude. This guy's making some correct points. Everything isn't black and white. People have good and bad traits at the same time, you know? Are they more good than they are bad? Yes. I think they're more good than they are bad, so I'll call them good. But who knows anyway? I mean, there's so much information in the world. You could be hidden off from all this information that you just don't know about, you know? And, like, I was thinking about Hitler as well, because, like, if you look at some of his speeches and some of the information, the reason why how Germans were able to go along with what he was saying and convince him is because he had some really good points that he was making. Seriously, he was telling some of the things he was saying were true, and that's how they all got sucked into it, you know what I mean? But overall, he was bad because he was more bad than he was good. Do you know what I mean? He had more bad things to say than good things. He caused more problems than good. But you can't just say he was totally bad and there was nothing worth, no information worth listening to. Because some people might come and look at you and go, oh, why were you reading this thing of Hitler and think you're evil and think there's something wrong with you? And it's just like, no, I'm just learning. Like, there's information in everything, you know? Anyway, so it's really interesting because it's just like you walk down the street, you go on this summer camp, and it's just there's all possibility along this summer camp. There's a billion bits of information that you can get from this summer camp. So it's up to you what you want to see. Life's whatever you make it. You can just choose to see all the positives and start spotting the positives all the time. And then things are cool, and then you're happy because you're like, oh, I saw this guy with a cool hat, and like I got some money I just found on the floor, and just, oh, it's great. Or you can choose to see all the negative and go and see the crack on the sidewalk and the litter on the floor, and you can just see some dead animal or something and go, oh, life is all horrible. And it's just like, no, life is whatever you make it. That's what the whole point of this podcast is. It's whatever you think it to be. It's whatever you actively actually decide to make it to be. So you can be born into this family, right? And you can get taught that things are bad, and then you see things are bad forever, and you think things are bad, but it's just like, it's not bad, it's both. It's whatever you want it to be, you know? But what I'm saying is just start thinking better, you know? It's funner that way, you know? Or maybe start thinking worse. Maybe you think it's good too much. So I think it's worth. Have a bit of an adventure. Have a bit of fun. It's whatever you want it to be, you know? While you're on this summer camp, intentionally get into an accident. See what it's like. There are heaps of people every day who intentionally do really out there stuff and smash things and that, like those extreme sports sort of people and that. And you might go, why the hell would they want to do that flip and land like that and crash and stuff? And it's just like, because it's an experience. It's fun. It's better than nothing, you know? So, I mean, I don't know what more to say. I mean, I can't do the half an hour. I have to do the hour now because we're well past the half an hour mark. But this was a big epiphany a few days ago that had like a big revelation that it's just life is whatever you make it. And I think the way you should apply yourself to anything is that you're willing to do whatever it takes. So if you want this job, you want this girl, you want this car, whatever, you're willing to do whatever it takes. And you're not like, oh, I don't know if I deserve it, or I don't know if it's fair for me to do blah, 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 blah. It's just like, no, man, it's just, you're here, there's no rules. Just do whatever you want, make it whatever you want. But don't mean that's, don't make it as if I'm saying it's okay to just like steal from a bank and murder people and stuff to get what you want. That's just mean, I don't agree with that. But I really go by the idea of whatever it takes. Or just do whatever it takes. Just go all the way. Just do whatever you want to do, you know? Yeah, because before I had this epiphany, it was kind of like, I was like, oh, hold on. If a fairy did grant me 3 wishes, I don't know if I'd want to do that because it's like kind of cheating and it's unfair on other people. It's just like, no, if you've had this luck of coming across a fairy to grant you wishes, take advantage of it. You know what I mean? You use it. Life's just whatever you make it. It's a video game. It's literally a giant video game. Always think of it in this way. It's a giant video game, okay? If you do wrong in this video game, imagine Grand Theft Auto, okay? That video game. You do wrong in that, you get locked up in jail, okay? In the game, obviously, you get let out easily and that sort of stuff, so life isn't really like that. So that's why you've got to be a bit careful, you know? In that GTA game, you can, if you die, you can come back again, that sort of stuff. But in this one, you can't. So don't do those risky things, you do reincarnate, actually, but, you know, you lose all the things that you had in your previous lifetime. But just treat it like it's a video game. Go along. And don't get in trouble with the police and that sort of stuff because it just causes you problems. And in the video game, I wouldn't recommend killing people because it's just mean and those people come and get you. You know what I mean? But just do whatever you want. Shoot around the city in the GTA game. Shoot around your city. Create whatever you want. Just have fun. You know? That was one of the first things I ever thought in philosophy was like, I remember being in primary school and really not liking it, and I think noticing other kids working hard at me, always thinking, man, I don't know, I just always naturally thought it, I just want to have fun, like, life's supposed to be fun, I don't think life should be work, you know? I just, that's just how I am. And you know, and when I stopped thinking that way and started going, you know what, I want to see if I can get good marks and I want to knuckle down and work hard, that started a trend for me that sent me for about the next 10 years into an absolute hole for 10 years, an absolute, like, I just got worse and worse and worse because I stopped having fun and doing what I wanted to do. And I just started to have more and more bad time. And at the end of it, I had not much to show from it. I was a bit smarter from studying at school, but it was just like, I would have been way smarter if I was just doing what I wanted, because you learn in life from doing, not from sitting in a classroom, you know? You learn from doing stuff. There's nothing more valuable to learn than just experience and doing stuff. That's how you learn. So many people are too scared people are scared to make mistakes or embarrass themselves, so they don't do things, so they don't learn anything. And look, I don't like getting embarrassed either, but you know what? I harden up and I go, I might get embarrassed by this, but I'm just going to do it anyway because I'll learn from it, and that's more valuable than getting a bit embarrassed. And you get more and more used to being embarrassed to a point where you just don't get embarrassed anymore as much. And that's kind of where I am now. I'm not that embarrassed about things, you know? So it's just like, just have fun, you know? And don't be afraid to change a girl's mind by your thoughts. Don't be afraid to take advantage of this special secret. It's called the secret, you know, of using your thoughts to create reality. It works, man. A week ago since I've had this... since I had this epiphany, you know, I've really applied it, the thought thing, and it's worked. It really works. Like, you look at someone who's desperate to get a girl, right? Or just someone who's desperate for someone else, a girl who's desperate for a guy or whatever. And you look at what they're doing, right? And so they want this person, right? And they're worried that this person won't like them, so they try extra hard. Now, what they should be doing is trying extra hard by using their thoughts. But no, they don't use that because no one knows about this rule. They don't think it's true. So they try extra hard, and that puts the other person off, you know? And so then when the other person gets put off, they see that the person's getting put off, and then they think in their head, oh no, this person doesn't like me, oh, I've got to try harder. And they go, I've got to try hard. Every time they go, I've got to try harder, they also at the same time are going, this person doesn't like me. Where if they stop and go, this person likes me, then they'll stop trying harder and they'll stop doing things. It's a good way to stop action, to stop things from happening. Because you start going, oh, yeah, this person likes me. You know what I mean? Like, they're in a bad habit. They're worried. What do you do when you worry? You're thinking about bad shit. Right? What you should be doing is worried about good stuff happening. Do the same process, except be worried, like, oh, worry, what am I going to do about the lottery? I'm winning $1 million. This is going to be, oh, no, I'm going to win $1 million. Oh, just do the same thing, except flip it on its head and do it for worrying about good things. So this person is worried about it getting rejected, so they keep on thinking it. And guess what happened? Your thoughts create reality. So they keep on thinking it, they keep on thinking it, they keep on thinking it. And then what happens? They get rejected because those thoughts have just been so... They've thought in their head one time that this person likes them because the person said hello in a nice way. Then they've thought 9 times... Oh, this person didn't speak to me then, and then, oh, this person gave me a cold shoulder, and oh, this person doesn't like me. So I thought 9 times that the person doesn't like them, and 1 time the person likes them. So which one do you reckon is going to work out? Which thought do you reckon is going to work out? The thought that they don't like them. ends up happening. And this happens to this person for every single person they like that they come across. And in fact, it happens even more every time because they go, well, previous one didn't work out. And they'll go, oh my God. So then the ratio goes from being like at the start, 5 thoughts that the person liked him to 1 thought the person liked him. Then it goes to 8 thoughts the person liked him to 1 thought the person, then 1 thought the person likes him. Then like 20 thoughts, let's say in 1 minute, or across a, or throughout a day, let's say 20 thoughts, person doesn't like them, and 1 thought that they like them. And the, see how the ratio just gets worse and worse every time they fail. And then there's a point where they just got to look at it and go, I've failed so much, something's not right. And then they work out, and maybe they hear the secret, and they work out that their thoughts creating reality, and they got to get in control of their thoughts. You got to know yourself. You know, some of those famous philosophers and Buddhas go, know thyself. This is why they say these sort of things, because you need to know yourself. You need to know how you work and what's going on, and you need to know the secrets of this universe that shouldn't be secrets, but they just are. So you need to know what they are, and then take control of those thoughts and go, I'm going to use those thoughts in my benefit. So then you start thinking that that other person likes you. And every time you have a thought that just pops and goes, no, they don't like you, you just go, no, they like me. And get in the habit of continually thinking that. And then because of that, you won't be desperately trying to get them. Because you'd be like, well, why would I desperately try and get them? They want me. I don't have to try that hard. You know, I'm like Brad Pitt to them. You know what I mean? I'm totally Brad Pitt. That's how, you know, I don't even have to, like, shave or anything, you know. I got Brad Pitt, you know, they like me, you know what I mean? And then you get in that habit of continually thinking it. So then you stop being desperate and stop trying to get them. And you stop doing things to put them off. And you just be yourself. And they see that, and everyone likes someone who's just themselves and normal. And then you see that, and then you go, yeah, she likes me, see? And then you get even more and more thoughts. And then suddenly the ratio is 20 thoughts that she likes you to 1 thought that she doesn't like you. And you break that ratio cycle. So that's really interesting. And you can do that with a job or with whatever. So just start using your thoughts to be, start using your thoughts, start creating your life. It's cool. Just think of it this way. You're in this video game, like I was saying, right? And a thing pops up and goes, okay, there's no missions in this video game. Unless you decide there is. You basically write this video game while you're playing it. So start playing the game and you just think up whatever missions or whatever things, and then they'll become the missions and challenges that you're going to have to play while you're on this game. So you're in this video game and you start thinking motorbike championship, and then suddenly in front of you in this video game there's an icon and you go towards it and it goes, click here to go into a motorbike challenge. And then it's like, whoa, I made that happen with my thoughts. And then you do the motorbike challenge and you're like, that was cool. Then you go along and you go, okay, think mafia. Then you go along and then it pops up on the screen, you have a new mission to take on the mafia. You know what I mean? Then you think, oh, I don't even want a mission at this point. I just want to go and play golf. That'd be cool to play golf. And you start thinking about playing golf. And then suddenly, like, a character comes in and goes, hello, I'm a long-lost friend. We're going to go and play golf. That's the next mission, to go and play golf. You know what I mean? Like, imagine if you were playing a video game, while you're in the game, you can write the video game. And I don't just mean, because video games sometimes have different options, so something can pop up and go, well, do you want to do the mafia mission or the boat mission? And they give you, like, 4 options or whatever. Imagine there's a game where you go into it, and options don't pop up it's just literally whatever you think in your mind, whatever you can form and create. Imagine how cool that would be. Imagine today if they released a game like that. Man, I think everyone would be playing it. Because they'll be in the game and they'll be like, this is so cool, I'm actually creating my own video game while I'm playing this. And I can just do whatever I want. Like the other day, I just thought of inventing a time machine. And now in this game, we've gone back to 1901. And I'm stuck in 1901. And I'm like racing rabbits. And so people, basically, the game would be so cool. And watching people play the game is it would start off in a normal city. But then because it can be whatever people create. By the time everyone's been playing it for a long amount of time, you'd look at the screen that they're playing and you go, what the hell? You wouldn't even recognize the game. That's what life is like, okay? And what I'm saying is some people got stuck in the idea of creating a bad game or got stuck thinking in that they need to do it this way and then forgot that they can just create whatever they want in this game and they got stuck and then they think that things are bad and that they're trapped and life isn't good or whatever. But it's just because they're stuck in what they've created. And so also sharing it with other people have created for them. So you have to start breaking out of the matrix. That's what I'm saying. You have to start breaking out of this way of thinking. Like, expand your mind and start thinking that you can fly, basically. Because in this video game, you can do whatever you want. Okay? The only thing different between this video game and real life is that it's not as easy as just thinking you can fly and you can suddenly fly. But in this video game, you can do it instantly. So that's pretty cool. But in this situation, it takes more thought, more effort, and then you can, well, just not more effort, just more thinking and getting better and better at thinking, mastering your mind, and then you can really just fly and really just make what you want, which is really cool. So what I'm saying is right now, and this is something that I think video game nerds and stuff would love more than anything. Right now, stop playing an actual video game, open up your eyes, and it might take a bit of effort, but you can make your life into the coolest video game ever. Because life is the coolest video game ever. And there's some people who go, life is just work, it's just crap, I'm just a slave. And it's just like, that's what the video game is for you. That you can make it whatever you want. Anyway, that was me absolutely talking shit for an hour. I exploded you with just absolutely dribbling crap. Interesting ideas, really interesting ideas. But, you know, I really believe that one day, you know, I'll walk up to people and just have a light bulb in my hand and go, watch this, I can turn on this light bulb with my mind and just make it happen. You know, things just take time. That's the number one rule I've noticed about this video game that we're in. Things take time. And the more and more you improve, the less and less time it takes and things can just happen. But, yeah, so that's it for the podcast. And that's kind of exciting. Hopefully I got you guys excited and interested in just living a wild existence and just doing what you want and just having a lot of fun and improving yourself on the way. Well, that's it for me. I'm Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, signing off, protecting freedom for you and me. Nihao! And also, just very quickly, one last point. This is really important. While you're in this video game, don't be afraid of anything that happens. There's no reason to be afraid of anything that happens. Just like when you're playing Grand Theft Auto or some computer game, right? Maybe get scared if you're actually going to die or actually go to jail. Maybe. Maybe get scared in that situation. But outside of that, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of any problems or anything that's coming up because it's just you're just on a ride, you're just in a video game. There's no reason to be scared you know, just treat it like you're watching TV. If you can't feel you can't control your emotions, just treat it like you're in the video game. Let's say you had a problem with a neighbor and it's really problematic. In the video game, if you have a problem with a neighbor, you just punch him in the head and then you just run off. Or you just be like, oh, I've got a problem with a neighbor. This neighbor's annoying me. And the video game's just fun and everything lasts. But suddenly in real life, if you've got a problem with a neighbor, suddenly everything's all serious. And suddenly it's like, no, this really is a problem with a neighbor, you know? In the video game, everything's just fun and happy. Like, you don't get actually pissed off about things, you know? Treat your life is a video game. So just remember that whenever you're in any difficulty situations or any problems or anything where you're going, I don't want to experience this. Go, if I was in a video game, would I be okay with experiencing this? And you'll probably go, yes, I am. I would be okay with experiences. In fact, it would be quite fun if I was experiencing this in a video game. And you go, well, this is a video game. This is what's going on. And this is how I can get into difficult situations and just sort of laugh it off and just not be that stressed by it. Because it's just like, I'm just in a video game, you know? I'm just experiencing it, you know? I only really get concerned if I'm actually going to get locked up and actually going to get killed and actually going to get punched, then I might be a bit concerned. But outside of that, just have fun. You know what I mean? So just remember that, you know? If you're okay with it happening to you in GTA Vice City, in fact, you probably want it to happen to you in GTA Vice City or whatever, GTA, Grand Theft Auto, whatever. If you actually, you want it to happen to you in that situation, then you kind of want it to happen to you in this situation, don't you? It's a bit of fun. It's a lot better than doing nothing. And if you actually try doing nothing, it's quite boring. So you want problems to happen. And do you know who's good at this as well? Donald Trump, because he gets into a lot of problems. There's always like some sort of drama and stuff. And he doesn't even really care. He probably finds it quite funny and just fun and stuff. It's a really good attitude to have, because then you can never, unless you actually get shot or actually get locked up or actually die, which is so rare in people's lives. It barely ever happens, right? An average person's life barely ever happens. You have absolutely no problems. It's really cool. Anyway, so I'll just leave with that. Okay, see ya.